about how to healthify and springify your home with our very own home health expert, Caroline Blazovsky, in just a moment. And a little later on, we're going to be talking about how your oral health, remember I said we need to go to the dentist regularly, right, affects your total body health and reflects your total body health in children and adults. So when was the last time you flossed your teeth? I'm throwing that question out there. So let me get right to the nitty-gritty here. You can call us live on a Friday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which for me is right this second, 1-877-NYU-DOCS. That's 877-698-3627. You can email us at docs@siriusxm.com. You can follow us on Twitter at NYUDocs. You can follow us or like us on Facebook. You can like or just follow me on Facebook if you've, I say this, but I just don't want to offend anyone. If you've tried to friend me and I don't respond, please don't take it personally. I just get so many friend requests, I don't really pay attention. But you have access to all, everything I post on Facebook and Twitter at Samantha Heller, Instagram at Samantha Heller RDN. I am not a prolific poster, but I do post some stuff. And we are live, so I'm taking your calls. Let me get right to my first guest who's been kindly, patiently waiting for me to introduce her, Caroline Blazovsky. She is our home health expert, and I can't, this is the perfect timing to have her on the show, and you'll see why in a minute. For more than 20 years, she's been helping homeowners and physicians diagnose problems that may be lurking in homes. She has a reputation as one of the nation's top home consultants, and she wants to help everyone improve their homes environmentally in their living space and do it in a safe way. You can check out her website, healthyhomeexpert.com. She's on Twitter at healthyhomeexp, E-X-P, and Instagram at healthyhomeexpert. Caroline, welcome to Dr. Radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I've missed you. I just have to tell you, Scott, or my producer, gives me talking points. The first bullet talking point, I'm going to quote him exactly what I'm supposed to say to you. He writes, "You've been an absolutely fantastic guest on this show many times." I just wanted you to know that we
Thank
all
you.
Think that. Yeah. and so enjoy having you on. But as he says in this talking point, let's introduce newer listeners. And I'm so glad we're always getting new listeners. And I want to welcome all of you who are new listeners and all of our regular listeners. You know, I love you. Who've just tuned into us here at Dr. Radio right now. Tell us, what is a healthy home expert?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Well, I investigate your homes if you hire me, to come in and sort of assess, is there something in your space or living environment that is making you not feel well or actually reducing your wellness? And if you're in my camp, you believe 85% of the things that we, or 85% of how we feel is correlated back to our environments. And so we can really make ourselves feel a lot better by improving where we live.
And to go into a little more detail, because I remember several years ago, I don't remember when the first time you came on the show was. It was a while
ago. It's been years.
Years ago. When you started talking about people, children, adults with sinus conditions, with skin problems, with autoimmune disorders, and how in some circumstances, when people brought you and your company into figure out what was going on, you found out that some of these issues were related environmentally to dust, to gas. Can you give us some examples of how the health of our home affects our own physical health?
Yeah. So if you think about it, we have all these things in our homes, and people who are new don't really understand it, but we have things like dander, right? We drop 500 million skin cells a day into our environments, right? So what's dander? We usually think about it like pets drop dander. Well, people, we do it too. And so we have lots of dander. We have lots of dust. We have particulate. We have things that float around in the air from pollution that affects us. And this promotes inflammation in the body. We have volatile organics or chemicals that we hear about. We have pesticides, herbicides. We have radon. Radon's like the number one leading cause of cancer among non-smokers in the nation. So we've got radon. What else do we have in there? We've got proteins from cats and dogs and animals, pets, horses. We've got
mold.
Molds. molds, right? We've got mycotoxins that come off of mold. And then on top of it, we have things like how our lights work and our lighting and different avenues with that and lead. So our homes and businesses and offices are a plethora of places where we have all these contaminants and these affect our body. And I sort of will give you the relationship as to envision yourself in snow, right? Your body can like work fantastic. But if I put you in banks of snow and I say, hey, run from point A to point B, you're going to be really slowed down. You know, you're going to be running through these big piles of snow. So that's how these inflammation factors work and how this inflammation and all these contaminants sort of build in our bodies. And then our bodies start not working optimally. And so that's how I view disease in my mind, you know, and I come from a very different perspective, but I view it like we want to reduce these inflammation factors and help our body to function as optimally as it can.
So I want to talk more about this. You know, one of the things when you were talking about the 500 million skin cells that we shed every day, you know, folks, when the sun comes into a room in your house and it you see it reflecting off a monitor or a table or a floor, and all of a sudden you say, oh my God, where did all of that dust just come from? Because when the sun comes in, you can really see it. Another thing, when you're exercising at home and you're on the floor, you get a good look at underneath the couch and underneath cabinets. So it's a good way to see where maybe you're missing cleaning. But the point is, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in our homes that we can do better. There's a lot of things we can do better.
And you're going to see those improvements in your health. I mean, you shouldn't walk around feeling stuffy all the time or having sinusitis or having, you know, feeling like you can't breathe. I mean, those are big signs that there's something going on in your environment and you should be looking into it for sure.
Since you've been on the show, I have stopped buying or using any scented candles, almost any scented products. I don't use any scented laundry detergents, and of course they're all, you know, eco-friendly. And because I worked in a hospital for so long, you're not allowed to wear perfume or scented things because it can bother or cause allergic reactions in patients and other
Definitely.
People. And I never do that anymore. Even if I'm not in the hospital, it just doesn't occur to me. So can we talk a little bit about the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds that we have? You know, when I open my linen closet upstairs, because I do have some soap and shampoos and things in there, I sort of smell a nice little scent that comes out.
Yeah. So everything that you sort of bring into your home, pretty much everything releases what we call a VOC, and natural things do it too. So things like lavender and eucalyptus and orange smell and lemon smell, they all have VOCs too. But the problem we find is when the volatile organics get too high, this can start to cause different health effects, right? You might have breathing issues, headaches, you might start to have inflammation in the body. So we really want to reduce these chemicals that come off our personal care products. And so people often think if they're storing, you know, and I'm guilty of this too, I think women were a little more guilty than the men, though the men like to store car stuff, right? You see a lot of guys who store all their car detailing, and then they've got every kind of cleaner and degreaser and everything. And women will store personal care products and makeups and hair and shampoos and hair dye and all that. So these containers continue to outgas. They're not hermetically sealed. So even though you think something's got a lid on it, it's allowing these chemicals to outgas into your environment. So when I come in and test and I'm looking at your air quality through my, what I call my science mojo, I start to see all these chemical compounds that you are breathing in, taking in. And a lot of these things can be carcinogenic. And then of course, in concentration, things like formaldehyde and of course, all of your petroleum-based products, these things have serious side effects, right? They can cause cancer, but they can also cause other types of disease. So it's really important to monitor how many chemicals you have in that space and not store all these things like you're talking about and try to start minimizing it and being aware that they do have a side effect to them.
All right. So I need to take your time for a personal issue. Now, I know it's not just me because my neighbor has been texting me and he's having the same problem. I'm having tiny ants invade my kitchen. And it's just they're everywhere. And I am using, and as my listeners know, and as you know, I don't like to kill anything. Any creature suffering really upsets me. And I know people are like, oh, it's just an ant. You can just squash it with your finger, which of course I would never do because we never know how an animal, how a creature, how they respond. Just because they're not human doesn't mean they don't have pain receptors and fear and that kind of thing. So anyway, that aside, I'm trying to gently wipe up these ants because they do latch onto paper towels and put them outside. And it's not helping. And so now I've got out the white vinegar, the cream of tartar. I keep wiping down my counters. I see where they're coming in from. I've done a Caroline Blazovsky look. I looked in my basement where I think they're coming in from. I looked outside. I think they're coming in from probably somewhere on my driveway. And my neighbor is texting me saying, I don't know what to do about these ants. They're making me crazy. They're driving me nuts. I said, let's try a non-toxic way of doing it. This is what I'm trying. Sometimes it seems to help. Then they come back. He hired an exterminator who came in and used some kind of eco gel. It didn't help. He lives, you know, his house is relatively close to mine. I have not done that because, you know, I don't believe in using pesticides and stuff. I don't want to poison other creatures with, if I'm poisoning the ants, then that may poison the birds or the other creatures that eat the ants. And I also don't, as I said, like to cause any kind of suffering. So I need you to help me because I don't know what to do. I know spring is coming. Because they seem to know it's spring because they woke up.
Yes,
I'm hoping
yes.
when the weather changes that they may go away. There's nothing in my cupboards for them to eat. There's no leaks that I can see. I did have a leak under my sink, but I got that fixed several months ago. It was really expensive. I don't know what to do. What do I do?
So first off, they do come for food. So somewhere... and they do come at different times of year. They're sugar ants, right? And they do come in and they do sense food. So the first thing you have to be doing, and I know this sounds like a redundant thing, but I'm going to tell people anyway, you have to be using a HEPA vacuum and a really good vacuum that has good suction. Mm-hmm. And that's because you do get particulates of food and they do come for food. I mean, they smell things beyond your senses and they can pick up on like the littlest tiny crumb. So, and in the kitchen, they are prone to that. So that's the first thing is that you do have to be meticulous about cleaning, especially at this time of year, because they are prone because of the weather. The second thing that you want to do, and these are all like your holistic things that you need to monitor, they will disappear eventually. So they are prone to a time. The other thing you want to do is that you want to make sure that your humidity is good. Like you don't want to have too much moisture. And she talked about that a little bit about having a leak. That moisture, even though you had a leak a couple months ago, may have stayed in your wood, your laminates, and gets kind of trapped in there. So making sure you are monitoring your relative humidity, you can go down to like Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you want to go and pick up a little monitor that tells you temperature and relative humidity. And you can put it in the space and just see like, okay, am I too moist? You want to be about 30 to 50%, like staying in this mid-range. Not too high, not too low, making sure that you're not attracting them with water because they're just like, they're like us, right? They want to come in and they want to have their chocolate cake and they want to have their water source and all these great things that come with, you know, living environments. So the next thing, if it becomes a problem and you can't wait for the season to sort of change because sugar ants will usually disappear or they become a constant headache. Or if you have carpenter ants, because we don't want you to have carpenter ants. Those are the larger ants that do a lot of damage. They typically live outside. Then I start to talk about what we call Taro is a company that makes a boric acid solution. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to get rid of these things because they can be very destructive. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure they have a queen and the queen basically dictates like what's going on with the colony. And so you have to sort of get to her because if you don't get to her, she's just going to continue to produce ants. She's going to continue to make the colony bigger. And so usually you do this on the outside. You go out and place, you can use like the boric acid liquid solution. It works fantastic. You kind of can dribble some down or you can use, they have, it's not really a trap, but it's more of a liquid solution that's embedded into a trap that draws them in. And that will, they will take that back to the queen. And then unfortunately, you know, she is not going to be able to survive. But that becomes necessary when we're talking about things like carpenter ants. So, and it's not something that's dangerous to you or to your pets. You do it outside. I never recommend putting any type of pesticide inside the structure. Always, if you're going to treat, you treat to the outside. But those are some of the solutions that, you know, I suggest for ants. And I do get them in my office building too. And they come in at different times of year. But traditionally it is because somebody, there's microscopic amounts of food there that they're coming in for. They can smell it.
I have been vacuuming. I have been cleaning the floors.
It's not you. It's probably a neighbor. Or it's someone close to you.
I mean, I have a standalone home. My neighbor who was complaining about it is, I don't know, his house is 100 yards away from mine. I mean, it's far enough away. So I don't know. And I've tried talking to the ants. I'm like, come on, you guys. And so I'm like wiping them up with these paper towels. I'm going out, you know, in the snow and the rain and trying to find a place to put them where they won't freeze to death. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I know people are rolling their eyes that I do this. But as I said, I just.
We don't like to hurt anything. You know, you're a good soul. We don't like to do that. But sometimes if the colony's too big, and it sounds like you guys might have like a super, super big colony.
Yeah. And sometimes
I think it's time. It's time for the boric acid.
For the little sugar ants?
Yeah. I mean, if they're really getting to be a problem, it does work, you know, really tremendously. They take it back to her and then it's sort of game over, unfortunately.
Sorry.
But if they're really big and they're, you know, bothering you and they're getting to the point that they're overgrowing the space, then it might be necessary.
They're kind of getting everywhere. Yeah. And they're tiny. Last summer I had medium sized ants. They were not carpenters, and tiny ants. And I'm like, you guys, where? And then I tried. So I'm bringing this up because obviously if my neighbor Alex is complaining about it and he said, I think I'm going to have to move. I can't handle this. Like he's completely freaking out. I'm sure many other people in the country I know ants are a problem in like places like Florida, places where it's warm, where it's humid. I've emptied everything out from under my sink. The only thing I have another cupboard, all that's in there is one box of parchment paper. Is the white vinegar and the cream of tartar, are those?
Because my house, it's not going to do it as well. And also you may still, even though you've removed all the food, you might still have a moisture problem under there that you can't see. So that's why I'm saying, check the humidity, start looking in your basement underneath. But it sounds like the colony is really large and the boric acid, but I'd much rather you use that and put a couple of them around the premise outside than have anybody come in and spray and do anything that has.
I wouldn't want to do that. So, I'm going to have to consult with some spiritual advisor to help me figure this out. It's just, you know, I'm an ethical vegan. It's very hard for me. I understand, you know, Hakuna Matata and all of that. I get that creatures live and die, and for me to live, something else has to die, and vice versa. It's always been a difficult, ever since I was little, I've been like this, and I know there's a lot of people like this to some degree or other. I just might be on the smaller end of the spectrum. But I do think people's homes get invaded by creatures. They don't know they're not supposed to be there. It's not a malicious thing. It's just, it's warm and it's cozy and maybe there is free food and water. And you know, places like cities like New York, where buildings regularly have exterminators come in and exterminated every apartment. Like what, if you live in a situation like that, what do you do?
Well, the other thing you can try, and it doesn't always work, but you could try doing a little bit of peppermint. Like you can try doing getting this essential peppermint and then putting it into like 2 cups of water and spraying that around the perimeter and see if you can deter them. Cinnamon can also work as well. So you can try that and see if it stops them, because they might not like it. The other thing they don't tend to like is D-limonene, which is a citrus-based product. So it can also work as we used to use it a lot. There was a company that made a D-limonene pesticide, if you will, but it was naturally based. They don't seem to like the citrus. So you can try that first. Use essential oils, do it on the exterior because that's where they're coming from, and see if you can deter them. And then if you can't and the colony is just too large and they're overtaking it, you're just going to have to. So you would, and then you do the boric acid on the outside. And that's a company called Terro, T-E-R-R-O. They make a really great product. I've used it. I've had carpenter ants, and you just don't want them. They're destructive and they will, you know, wreak havoc, and they bite, believe it or not. Not the sugar ants typically don't, but ants can bite, and some of them actually can have venom. So I've been bitten by a queen and it was not fun. So I recommend.
Oh my gosh.
So they're not always super friendly either. So don't, you know, they're out to protect themselves. So it's sort of, you know, we want to save everybody, but in the end, there are things that you don't want in your home. Termites are one of them, you know, even certain types of spiders, and they're things that can actually hurt you. So just beware, you know,
again, it's when something's what we want to do, what my goal is for us to have the planet be in some kind of balance, and humans have been brilliant at destroying that balance. And so you know, if you have a giant colony of creatures in your home that aren't supposed to be there, that there's no balance there. So mm-hmm. achieving some kind of balance is important. And it's important in our homes, as you're saying, when we're talking about getting them ready for spring, when these creatures wake up and decide to come into your home, you know, put screens on your windows, keep your home clean, keep it dust free, you know, do this kind of thing to help reduce that. But also, you know, when I see people pouring pesticides all over their yards because they don't want clover and they don't want dandelions and That's they want right. these perfect yards, and that knocks everything out of balance.
And let's just throw this caveat out there. Just, you know, I've done 30,000 homes in my career and I've tested wow. homes all over. And what's interesting is that I had a client it was in New Jersey. And they had developed cancer, and they had come to me and they basically said, look, you know, we think that we were exposed to, you know, I'm not going to name names, but we were exposed to an herbicide that we think could be correlated to the cancers that we had. And there were three different people in the home that had cancer. And so I was like, look, it's really hard to test for these things. We don't really have a lot of tests for herbicides. They change, and pesticides as well, because it's very hard to sample, and then they change consistency and they change the products. And so I had to actually develop a test with a company out in California. We developed a test to see if they had herbicide exposure in their home. And they had used it like 2 years ago. So I didn't really expect it to materialize. But sure enough, I did testing and I went through all this trouble to create this for my client. And they had exposure to an herbicide in their ductwork in their home. And then I had to figure out, where did this come from? Why was it there? And sure enough, it seems the correlation was that their neighbor was spraying incessantly. You know, they were by the water and they had the bay and the rocks. And, you know, people don't want to have any weeds. And so they were spraying a lot. And that was coming over and getting into my client's ductwork. So if you magnify this out in like a bigger, you know, in a bigger picture, we think, oh, if we're not using it, we're okay. Right? Because yeah. we don't use it. But that's not how it works, everybody. We're a community. And so if you're using something, it affects everybody around you. And it ends up in your ductwork and it ends up in your place. And then you can develop cancer. So this is a really important thing that as a community, I'm not, and that's not to say that I'm anti-herbicides and pesticides, because I think using it in agriculture, using it where there's a professional use for it and somebody knows how to apply it, is a big difference than allowing people to go out to a local hardware store, purchase this stuff, hold a baby in one arm, and then be spraying it. And you see neighbors do this all the time, right? They're out there taking no precaution, spraying it into the wind, overspraying it, not using it properly. So I'm very anti residential use. Like, people should not be able to use these products without having education and some sort of training. And this is why, because it ends up causing us health issues. So it's very important to realize we are a community, whether it's chemicals, whether we're sharing, as I talked about, pesticides, herbicides, what ends up in the water, we all have to do this together. It's a group effort.
Yeah. When I'm out walking or running in the spring and I see these little, plastic sticks with the little notifications, and it has the circle with the line through it, and then the outline of the kid and the dog. Pesticides have been put on this yard. You know, don't let any children or animals walk through this yard for whatever the time frame is. I'm like, doesn't that tell you something? Yeah. Doesn't that tell you? I mean, animals will be walking through that yard, whether they're pets or wild animals. Children may be running through that yard. I mean, I don't know why people use this stuff. I mean, I do, but I think they may not know better, or they may not care.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things.
They may not understand. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, you know, you can reseed your grass. You can use a high concentration of vinegar. I use it all the time. Go and buy. They make like a 30% vinegar, and you can get it at your local hardware store. It's different. It's not like your traditional cooking vinegar, right, where you use a white distilled. It's a white distilled with a much higher concentration. Go out and put it on your, you know, walkway, on your weeds. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. And everybody should be using it. It's really good.
Oh,
and so no
you.
Consequence. Yeah.
No consequence, except when you start having a craving for salad dressing and salads, which also is not a bad thing because we need salads. We have Anne in New Jersey giving us a call. Hey, Anne, welcome to Dr. Radio. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I just wanted to share. I was just running errands and jumped in and heard the conversation about ants. And something that somebody shared with me that I tried is that cinnamon, just ground cinnamon, not cinnamon sticks, cinnamon. I had a problem with these tiny little ants getting around, finding the cat food, you know, obviously on the ground. I tried to lift it up and put it on top of something. Anyway, it worked. I was surprised. I didn't expect it to work, but it did.
See? Told you, cinnamon.
And thank you so much for that tip. I appreciate that. Yes, Scott, my producer, said he heard that cinnamon and cayenne pepper and dish soap might be helpful, but he wasn't sure. So now we know that with Anne, the cinnamon, the ground cinnamon worked, and then you have cinnamon at home and you can use it for cooking. So it's a win-win situation. Thank you, Anne, for calling in and sharing that information with us. We appreciate it. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we have so much more to talk about with Caroline Blazowski, our very own home healthy home expert. And you can check her out at healthyhomeexpert.com. I suggest doing that. She has great information. Obviously, she knows a lot about a lot. And we're taking your calls live. Let me give you the number before we go to break. 1-877-NYU-DOCS. That's 877-698-3627. And you can email us at docs@siriusxm.com. All right. Speaking of .com, let's calm down. Let's sit up nice and straight. This is our first break in the show. Think this is my in-breath. You take a nice deep breath in, and then you think the words, this is my out-breath, as you exhale, whatever pace works for you. In and out. I know you forget to do this during the week, so you tune into the show to remind yourselves that in-breath and out-breath, as you think that, it snaps you into the present. The anxiety, concern, anger, frustration, anything that's bothering with you will go away for that moment. You change your neurological focus at the time from sympathetic to parasympathetic. As you breathe in deeply, it tells your body everything's okay, that you're safe. You're sitting up nice and straight, giving your organs room to expand and contract and to work in the best way possible. So keep doing that during this break. Have a glass of water, a cup of tea, and we will be back with more with Caroline Blazowski and having a healthy home after this short break on Doctor Radio.
No words exchange, no time to exchange you and I.
Never miss a beat of Doctor Radio.
Doctor Radio.
It's available on the SXM app, included with all of our trials and popular plans.
SiriusXM, home to the best in podcasts, including Goldmine with Kevin Hart.
I'm back, people, and I'm coming at you with an upgrade. More personalities, more stories, and even more gold. Comedy Goldmines is now Goldmines. I wanted to broaden the scope of this show. Instead of only sitting down with my friends in the world of comedy, I'll be speaking with individuals across a wide spectrum of the entertainment space. Guests like Ryan Coogler, Stephen A. Smith, Anderson Cooper, Jason Bateman, and more.
Listen to Goldmines now on the SXM app, included with all trials and popular plans.
Monday on Doctor Radio at 6 a.m. East, cardiologist, researcher, and patient advocate Dr. Stephen Nissen joins Dr. Jonathan Weitzen to discuss cardiac interventions, the use of statins in the treatment of cholesterol, and the new alternative medications that are making a difference in patient lives. Could you be a candidate? At 8 a.m. East, new research shows pancreatic cancer rates are rising faster in women than in men. Dr. Ira Bright examines the factors leading to this trend. That's just some of what's happening Monday on SiriusXM Doctor Radio.
Dive deeper into the music you love with Deep Cuts channels exclusively on the SXM app.
From Octane to Fly,
rock boys in the building tonight,
to Pop 2K.
More than a dozen Deep Cuts channels designed to feed your need for music discovery. Try them now only on the SXM app.
Free for most subscribers.
Download it today and start listening outside the car.
Death by suicide not only affects the person who died, but also others around them. While there is no easy way to grieve, resources are available to help. Reach out to friends and family when you want to talk or need distraction, or call the Mental Health Crisis Hotline at 988. They can offer support 24/7. You may never get over the loss, but over time, you can begin to heal. Reach out for help.
Which NFL stars are joining new teams?
Is he going to find a situation that's better than the one that he's already in?
And who is staying home? SiriusXM NFL Radio has free agency covered. Big moves.
Derek Carr, now a member of the New Orleans Saints.
Big deals.
Geno Smith has signed a three-year contract to stay with the Seahawks.
And our experts will break them all down.
You can get guys young that play a lot.
Follow free agency on NFL Radio Channel 88 and on the SXM app.
Dr. Radio. Dr. Radio. What you need to know now.
If you've been vaccinated and if you've been boosted and you've been up to date on your vaccines, if you have a breakthrough infection, your risk of getting long COVID is substantially lower. If you've got an immune system that's been trained, you're going to have a far more effective response against the virus. Not only does that keep you out of the hospital, it also prevents a lot of the reasons that people end up getting long COVID.
Dr. Radio, because it matters where you get your health information.
No referrals, no waiting room, no copay. Direct from the NYU Langone Medical Center, this is Dr. Radio.
How about that, Caroline? Just for you. Welcome back to Samantha Heller's Health and Nutrition Show right here on SiriusXM 110, Dr. Radio. And that song is for my guest, Caroline Blazowski. Woo-hoo! She is our healthy home expert. And we're talking about ways to keep your home healthy because that affects your physical health. Check out her website, healthyhomeexpert.com, Twitter at healthyhomeexp, and Instagram at healthyhomeexpert. We've been talking about dust and mold and ants and non-poisonous ways of trying to keep you and your family healthy, and ways to get rid of weeds using a vinegar solution so you don't have to use products like Roundup. I'll say it out loud. to keep our world safe and try to regain some balance in the world. And we are taking your calls, 1-877-NYU-DOCS. It's 877-698-3627. Caroline is my great source of information. I'm always so happy to have her on the show. But during the break, she was talking about something that I think you're going to find fascinating, about a new way that you probably haven't thought of to keep your home healthy. And that has to do with lighting. So Caroline, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So let's talk about, and you could tell people, obviously you probably tell them all the time, but like in nutrition, right? You're always eating the colors of the rainbow. Correct? That's
yes.
Like the big thing, right?
Yeah.
So our lighting in natural lighting. So when you look at the sun, you know, you look at the sun and you see yellow or whatever color you want to assimilate it to, like a white. But in reality, there's a color spectrum there of all the colors of the rainbow. And so those different colors of lighting actually impact your health. So for example, and I find this so cool, like when you look at a sunset or you're looking off at a sunrise, there's a red light tone. And that time of day is when you actually develop red light. And so a lot of people may be familiar now, we're using red light so much for wellness, right? Whether it's for collagen production, anti-aging, reducing inflammation. So those lights, when you actually observe them in that time of day, actually have a health impact. And so all of these colors, so red can do inflammation, collagen, like we discussed, green can do all of your melatonin. So it adjusts your melatonin. It allows you to actually adjust your circadian rhythm. Then you've got purple lighting, which helps with relaxation. You have orange, that's your brain. It stimulates your brain. So during the day, right, when the sun's overhead, it's nice and bright. We have a lot of stimulation. We feel awake. So we're trying to utilize this in our homes now, where we're incorporating bulbs into your home that are very akin to real spectrum lighting. It's amazing.
So with that knowledge, we're talking about full spectrum lighting. And mm-hmm. then now we also are told that we're supposed to all be getting these LED bulbs, which they have used to be this sort of very cold sort of institutional light. They've warmed, quote unquote, warmed up that light a bit in these bulbs that you buy out. How do we reconcile the need for us full spectrum light in our home with the LED? Do they have that?
Yeah. So what's happening is with LED, right, we see this energy efficiency piece. And this has happened with building construction too. Like we forced ourselves into, okay, we want to be energy efficient. And that's important. I'm not minimizing that in the least bit. However, from my perspective, I have to look at it as like, is your home healthy? And are these things going to be good for us long term? And so the benefit of blue light, there are benefits of blue light. We need blue light to help us, you know, do certain things. It's part of that natural spectrum light. However, too much of it, like you've often heard about with our phones, it'll keep us awake. It'll keep us, give us headaches. It can cause inflammation. And we're getting a lot of that blue light from the LED as well. So what I'm recommending to my clients is picking a room, and there's a company called Chromalux, and I have no affiliation with them, but they make a light bulb, and they've done this since the 1970s that has it's called neodymium. It's a type of metal, if you will, a very rare metal, and they make this sort of purple looking light bulb. And this gets us really close to what we call this full spectrum, so we can absorb all these natural colors, because we obviously don't get enough natural lighting when we're in an office all day. We're working all day. We don't get out. We're not getting our vitamin D. This is so apparent across the country. I mean, especially with COVID, right? We saw so much not enough levels of vitamin D. So what I'm recommending to my clients now is that they pick a room, whether it's your office or your bed space, where you incorporate these incandescents. They are incandescents, but they also have this full, they're closer to a full spectrum than even just a traditional incandescent, and incorporating them in. And so it's a balance, right? So you may save on some energy efficiency in the home, but then you'll have this space that you can go to, whether it's your bedroom or, you know, your sanctuary space, where you actually have this really close to full spectrum lighting. And it's very important. And the health effects associated with all of these different colors of lights is really amazing. I've been doing a lot of red light therapy. I had a scar on my back. It helped to heal it tremendously. It helps to clear up like all kinds of blemishes. Women go crazy for red light because it really does help with the collagen production. Amazing stuff. And the more we're finding out about light, the importance of that light, it's just incredible. It's just like diet, right? It's the same thing. All the colors of the rainbow are so important to feeling good. And it's the same with your light.
Can one bulb give you all of that? Do you have to buy five different bulbs with five different colors?
No, like if you had, it's all in the one. So you get that full spectrum in that one bulb. So if it takes two lights to light up your room, you're going to use that incandescent instead of using, you know, an LED or a traditional incandescent bulb. However, they're actually, Chromalux is now making an LED version, which is really fascinating. So you could even incorporate that in, but trying to get more full spectrum light. So with houses, I recommend too, when you're doing a new build, or if you're even doing construction, think about your room as like a square, right? So we've got four sides to that square. I want to see 25% to 30% natural light coming in that space. So if you were to, just for simple purposes, right, if you were thinking about window light, you would have one side of that wall would be completely windows. The other could be, you know, interior structure, interior walls that don't have light, but always trying to up that amount of natural light that we have, because that helps, again, circadian rhythm, reducing bacteria, reducing molds, helping us to do all of these other things we're talking about, reducing inflammation, making sure that we're relaxing properly, we're getting the right amounts of these lights to help us be effective at different times of the day. So we're just finding more and more about this light. And I've been studying about it and finding it very fascinating that, you know, these things in nature are really key to our wellness, and we just ignore them and don't pay enough attention to them, for sure.
I'm going to ask you a question, and it's probably something I should know, but I don't. What does incandescent in terms of a light bulb mean?
So an incandescent has basically you take energy, and it's got a filament inside of it.
When it
lights that filament through heat, it puts off that glow, right? So you're getting, and the thing with incandescent lights, which we grew up on, right? It's that yellow. It always gives that yellow tone, which is good. Like, so when you look at a fire, for example, or an incandescent light, it gives you a warming feeling, and that does affect you in a wellness perspective. But obviously, now we're learning more. We don't want fires in our homes, right? We know that these fireplaces produce a lot of particulate. We also know that the incandescents that we're familiar with are putting off too much. They're not full spectrum where we're getting all the colors, like the red, the green, the yellow, the purple, the orange. Those, they're just not as much. So when we go to an incandescent bulb that has all that, it's enriching the wellness experience for sure, because we're getting all the light. But with LED, the problem becomes we have too much of this blue light. And then we also have people who develop side effects and migraines and all kinds of things to it. We do save on energy efficiency. There's no question. However, you know, we need natural lighting, and especially people who are spending too much time indoors. I'd like to see you incorporate a little bit more of the incandescent, like I talked about, the Chromalux, which is a little bit different of a bulb.
It makes me think about teenagers who are sort of holed up in their rooms and staring at their computers and studying. And, you know, hopefully they have a window in their room, but it may not be a window that gets a lot of sunlight. So maybe using some of these bulbs in kids' rooms might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, like our dorm, you know, think about it, where you don't get a lot of window exposure. But light is so imperative to us, and that cycle of light, right? So, and being able to have as much exposure to it so your eyes can get it. And that affects so many mechanisms within the body. It's really fascinating. But trying to, if you read up on it and just, you know, I challenge people to just read about lighting and the different effects of these lights and how they, you know, impact our bodies. It's really incredible.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to us here at SiriusXM 110 Doctor Radio. We are in partnership with NYU Langone Health in New York City. And I am speaking with our very own healthy home expert, Caroline Blazovsky. She is has been working with homeowners and industries and physicians, helping us keep our environments as clean and as healthy as possible. Because what she has learned and what she shares with us is the environment in which we work and live can affect our physical health. You can check out her website at healthyhomeexpert.com. And we've been talking about all kinds of home health and office health issues. You can give us a call at 1-877-NYU-DOCS. That's 877-698-3627. And you can email us at docs@siriusxm.com if you have questions or comments or stories you want to share. Caroline, I want to switch gears for just a moment because it is going to be summer throughout at least this hemisphere, this country, coming soon. And as we talked about, humidity will be increasing, and that sort of makes me think of mold. So where there's different kinds of mold, there's black mold, which is a scary mold. There's the green fuzzy stuff that's on the bread that you kept out of the refrigerator for too long that you should definitely not eat. So give us some sort of 101 on mold and how we can sort of reduce it in our homes.
Well, first and foremost, it's time to service air conditioning units. So before you even start firing up that central air, you need to be serviced. And if you're living in the four seasons, you need at least one service a year coming into the spring. If you're living in down south in Florida, Texas, those regions, even, you know, Arizona, Southern California, you've got to be servicing it twice a year. You've got drip pans in there that can get moldy, and then it becomes once you get mold in your air conditioning unit, that becomes easily dispersed, right? You've got all this ductwork that goes out and it can get in there and just disperse through your house. So getting that checked is first and foremost. You know, molds are things that love to grow. They're just like we talked about with the pest control. They like humidity. So when it becomes damp or you've got a dew point where you start condensing on surfaces, you know, you start to see cold surfaces that are starting to get moisture content. You know, you get the little beads. Like if you put a glass out in a cold day, what happens? It sweats. Things can start to sweat in your basement and on other surfaces with high humidity. So you want to make sure that you are controlling that, getting a monitor, going to your local hardware store, picking up something. Some of the Nests will tell you this. You know, if you've got electronic thermostat in your home, most of these now will give you a humidity level. We just partnered with a company called Yoohoo, so you can call us. We've got monitors that go into your home. They kind of look like an Alexa, and they give us all this readout. So now I can monitor your home from anywhere in the country if you want me to do it. We plug it in. It looks like an Alexa. It's going to read me out your particulate, your VOCs, your dust mites, your carbon monoxide, so we can get a really good view of what's happening in your home all the time, temperature, relative humidity. So these are the technologies that we're moving towards. It's fantastic. I mean, we're doing so much. But mold is one of the things you've got to watch out for. It's got a lot of different abilities to make you sick. So, you know, it produces a VOC, produces a mycotoxin if it's a toxic mold. And then it has a protein in it that actually contributes to allergies in about 20% of the population. So you don't want it, and you need to control that humidity to make sure you don't get it.
When you live somewhere, and again, I think of the South, like as we mentioned, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, where it's really the humidity in the summer is like you can cut it with a knife. And you're looking and checking and trying to keep the humidity low in your home, but it seems like it might be really an uphill battle.
That's when you're running your air conditioning. So the air conditioning has a natural property to it, right? That it removes that humidity from the air. So you really need to be making sure your HVAC is serviced. In those regions of the country, we become concerned about attic spaces because they're traditionally built on slabs. They don't have basements like we do in the four seasons or in climates in the north. So a lot of this ductwork in their HVAC is all running through the attic space. And that becomes a real problem for potential mold growth. And that's why I'm saying first thing that gets done is your HVAC. You have to make sure you're using your HVAC regularly and that you're running it and servicing it all the time to get that humidity out. Because that's how your air conditioning works. It has that special component to it that it does remove humidity.
All right, so I've got to get my new central air conditioning unit that I had to buy. I think I told you, I did tell you last summer, because the chipmunks or the mice had gotten in and chewed through the wires and built some nice, lovely little leafy condo in there and destroyed it. So I had to get in, which was really expensive. And I have a small house, so I can imagine it's expensive. So yeah, getting your air conditioners and your furnaces, you know, serviced yearly is an expense, but it's worth it to prevent problems going forward and to identify problems before they could get worse. For example, those chewed through wires and all of those dried leaves in that could have caused a fire. I think I was very lucky that we didn't have a fire, right? So just reiterating your point is to get things serviced while you can. We're coming. We've only got about 3 minutes left. And you know, it goes so fast. Caroline, do you have some other issues you want to just throw out there real quick about springifying our homes and what's coming our way in the next few minutes?
Yeah, get your screens cleaned on the windows. This is the time of year. The screens are filthy. And when that air, you open your window and it comes through a dirty screen, you're bringing all that particulate pollution, chemicals, pollen, everything in. So screen time, making sure, again, HVAC service, checking all of your condensate lines, making sure your filters are clean, that air conditioning is working optimally. Start, like I said, making sure that if you've got weeds, start using the vinegar. Going with that 30% solution is much better. And that will just put some of it down. It hits the sun, the weeds will go away. And really start doing like leaf cleanup around the house, making sure that those moldy things that started to degrade don't contribute to mold growth outside. I think those are some really easy tips, you know, to get people started.
Yeah, take a tour through your home. In places you don't normally look or you sort of forget about, like I have a crawl space in my basement. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if I can physically get in there, but I do look in there with a flashlight. But I should crawl in there and check it and check your attics, as Caroline is suggesting, and check under your sinks for leaks. And if you suspect that there's mold and you don't want to deal with it, I know someone who actually was pretty sure there was mold in their bathroom and in their wall, and they just said, I can't deal with this. And I'm like, you really need to deal with it. So
No leaking. If anything's leaking, it needs to be fixed. You can't have a constant drip, you know, happening, whether it's under sink, bathrooms, that all has to be corrected. And then, of course, monitoring your relative humidity in those spaces, especially crawl spaces, basements. This is a great time of year when it starts getting those April showers. Go into these spaces, attics and basements, and see if you have any water intrusion coming in from those, you know, from your roof or even from a basement foundation, and get it corrected. It's a perfect time to do it.
Caroline Blazovsky, you are such a fabulous resource of information. We covered so much ground today. Folks, check out Caroline's website. It is healthyhomeexpert, all one word, .com. Follow her on Twitter at healthyhomeexp, EXP, and Instagram at healthyhomeexpert. She shares a lot of information, and you can also, you know, bring her into your home and have her help you deal with home or office or environmental concerns. And now you can do that a lot virtually with some of the technology that you're talking about, Caroline. So that is super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing so much. Like, we do inspections on Zoom. I do homes in New Zealand, and it doesn't matter where you are. So we take a look, and then we can easily monitor you. And radon's a big thing now. You know, radon has kind of revisited us. So getting a radon monitor is very important now with energy efficient tightening these homes and making these homes less available to outside air has created a lot of issues in homes. So getting stuff tested.
Thank you. Really, although I just want to suggest you should probably go to New Zealand because it would be really fun. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a great weekend. Folks, this is our mid-show break. This is when you're still going to stand up straight. You're going to get your fanny up off the chair, off the couch, walk around, lift your knees, swing your arms, do some push-ups, do some jumping jacks, whatever you can do safely in your home, in your office. Take a walk around the block, climb some stairs, get that heart pumping, get those lungs working. Your energy is going to just fly up, and you're going to feel so much better and happier. Do it for the whole break, and we'll be back after this short break right here on Dr. Radio.
Hey, Okay, so I get a little tired of hearing, well, there's just not enough funny women.
Really?
Well, here's a whole channel of us.
It's happening.
Star-studded, like a who's who.
What a gift! She's so funny on SiriusXM.
It's like going to a comedy club.
We have gathered them.
You love us.
And they are all on this channel. It's called She's So Funny.
What the hell is this? Is this a joke?
Listen whenever you want with the SXM app. Free for most subscribers.
Monday on Doctor Radio at noon East, Dr. Miriam Green examines the latest advances in detection and treatment of endometriosis. At 4 p.m., Dr. Dennis Popio discusses healthy aging for women over 50 and reviews the steps that will help manage some of the challenges of getting older, including hormonal issues, arthritis, and weight gain. At 6 p.m. East, our orthopedic doctors are available to answer all your questions on bone and joint health, from ACL tears to fractured toes. That's just some of what's happening Monday on SiriusXM Doctor Radio.
SiriusXM presents Law and Crime.
Hi, I'm Dan Abrams. I started Law and Crime to highlight the best live courtroom coverage with live legal analysis, as well as to create exclusive true crime programs. From high-profile trials to celebrity justice to murder mysteries, we're digging into, covering, and explaining the most fascinating parts of the legal world.
Law and Crime is available now on the SXM app, channel 793, included with all trials and popular plans.
A healthful tip from Dr. Radio.
How do you encourage employees working remotely to mitigate Zoom fatigue? There are a couple things that you can do. Try as much as possible to take breaks where you can. Try and end meetings early, maybe 5 minutes early, so that way everybody can take whatever moments they need to breathe. Maybe make sure you have a cup of tea or something that is a little tasty snack, something that makes you feel comfortable and rejuvenated.
The information you need for health and wellness. SiriusXM Doctor Radio.
Sometimes the music just needs to speak for itself. Hear Just Music versions of Sirius XM channels playing rock. It's
pop. Yeah, I look good in my Versace.
Country.
But I'm happy with what I have.
And hip-hop songs with zero interruption. Just Music channels. Only on the SXM app. Included in all trials and popular plans.
Doctor Radio. Doctor Radio. What you need to know now.
Sometimes when I'm in a super crowded indoor space, I will put on a mask. Why? Because I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to be out for